While many corporations are deciding to leave China for friendlier places, there are exceptions. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 28th day of December. Thanks for being with us again today. In other news, Wall Street closes the day mixed in light trading. Hey, are you an Amazon Prime Video customer? If so, we've got new news for you. Drugs that can be used for weight loss continues to increase, except if you're on Medicare. The jobless numbers are in, and we'll share what all that means. We're talking mortgage rates again today, and that's pretty good news. We've got the Wall Street Report, and we're talking Purple and a very successful Christmas Day movie launch. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful as always that you've decided to spend some time with us again today. Reach us on X. We can be found at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business, and our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. The economy in China has not been the best. A nation that has for years seen double-digit GDP numbers, 2023 has been a bit disappointing. Many U.S. corporations have left China seeking friendlier shores, companies like Adidas, Apple, and Samsung among those who are looking elsewhere. The Associated Press is reporting that as a tumultuous 2023 for the Chinese economy comes to a close, there's been at least one bright spot for Beijing when it comes to foreign investment. What is that? American fast food chains have decided a market of 1.4 billion people is simply too delicious to pass up. So like who? Well, KFC opened its 10,000th restaurant in China this month and aims to have more stores within reach of half of China's population by 2026. McDonald's is planning to open 3,500 new stores in China over the next 4 years, and Starbucks invested $220 million in a manufacturing and distribution facility in eastern China, its biggest project outside of the U.S. But, yeah, there's a but. Fast food is not exactly what China wants. There really are no high-tech burgers, after all. While some U.S. companies are increasing investment in the world's second-largest economy, overall foreign investment began falling this year. In the July through September quarter, net foreign direct investment in China sank to a deficit of $11.8 billion. That is the first quarterly deficit since Beijing began publishing the data way back in 1998. Friendlier shores seems to be the ongoing message for U.S. corporations, and now you know. Light trading on Wall Street saw the major indexes close mixed. What happened and those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. Hey, if you're an Amazon Prime Video customer, you're going to be getting something extra starting next year. Like what? Ads in TV shows and in movies. Prime will include ads beginning on January 29, the company said in an email to U.S. members this past week, setting a date for an announcement they made back in September. Prime members who want to keep their movies and TV shows ad-free will have to pay an additional $2.99. Amazon is also planning to include advertisements in its Prime service in the United Kingdom and other European countries, as well as in Canada, Mexico, and Australia next year. Weight loss drugs are becoming all the rage as obesity has become a major health factor in the U.S., but there is a but. If you are on Medicare, it will not pay for the drugs. In fact, it's forbidden. The AP is reporting that drug makers and a wide-ranging and growing bipartisan coalition of lawmakers are gearing up to push for a change next year. As obesity rates rise among older adults, some lawmakers say the United States cannot afford to keep a decades-old law that prohibits Medicare from paying for new weight loss drugs. But research shows the initial price tag of covering those drugs is so steep, it could drain Medicare's already shaky bank account. We shall see. The Labor Department has released the jobless numbers, and they are up a bit, but not enough to raise concern about the labor market or the broader economy. Jobless claims rose to 218,000 for the week ending December 23. That's an increase of 12,000 from the previous week. The four-week average of claims, which smooths out week-to-week ups and downs, fell by 250 to 212,000. Overall, 1.88 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits during the week that ended December 16, and that is an increase of 14,000 from the previous week. Weekly unemployment claims are a proxy for layoffs, but what is surprising is they have remained at extraordinary low levels in the face of high interest rates. When the Fed started raising rates, many economists predicted the U.S. economy would slide into a recession. But the economy and the job market have proven surprisingly resilient. The unemployment rate has come in below 4% for 22 straight months. That is the longest such streak since the 1960s. And hiring has slowed, but it still remains healthy. If you're in the market to buy a home, we have some more positive news for you. The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate retreated for the ninth straight week to reach its lowest level since May. According to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac, the average rate on a 30-year mortgage dipped to 6.61% from 6.67% last week. A year ago, the rate averaged 6.42%. Borrowing costs on a 15-year fixed mortgage rate, popular with homeowners refinancing their home loans, also inched down this week, with the average rate falling to 5.93% from 5.95% last week. A year ago, it averaged 5.68%. U.S. stocks finished mostly higher today, with the S&P 500 closing just shy of a record territory as the large-cap index heads for its best December since 2010. The S&P 500 gained just over 1 point, or less than 0.1%, to close at 4783. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by 53 points, or 0.1%, to 37,710, and the NASDAQ shed 4 points, or less than 0.1%, to 15,095. The trading on Wall Street was scant as investors are eyeing the New Year's holiday. However, the Dow logged a fresh record close. The blue chip gauge is on track to score its biggest December gain since 2021. S&P 500 notched its highest close since its highest ever closing date of 4796 set on January 3 of last year. The index is up 5% so far in December, its best December performance since it gained 6.5% way back in December of 2010. West Texas Intermediate crude fell yet again today, and at news time it was down by $2.11 at $72 a barrel. And the 10-year Treasury yield ticked up just a bit at news time, hitting 3.846%. And finally, there is this, and this is about the stunning numbers coming in from the Christmas release of The Color Purple. The Warner Brothers movie surpassed box office expectations on opening day, raking in $18 million in North America. It's the second most successful Christmas opening of all time, trailing only Sherlock Holmes and its 2009 haul of $24.6 million. The holiday season has been a boon for Warner Brothers, with Wonka and Aquaman and The Lost Kingdom also dominating on their opening weekends. You know, it's great to be able to share some really successful stories. And that's a wrap. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby, wishing you a good evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.